Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jam and Jerry's House of Fun podcast. This is episode number 31, and today's podcast, we're not looking at something specifically for blind people, but something that you definitely might want to have around the house, especially depending on where you live, what the weather, how bad it can be with tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. Today, we're looking at a Rainic weather radio that has AM, FM, and shortwave capabilities, and it's accessible completely. I got the yellow variant. I did not get the digital variant. The digital variant is marked as a plus, in other words, on the model number. At the end of the model number, we'll say plus. I did not get that one. Mine is just, I guess, standard. I guess they both might have their pluses and minuses. I can't speak to what differences there are. One difference I did see in a video is that instead of a little knob that you turn to set your station, you have, obviously, search buttons, scan buttons, whatever you want to call them. You can either press it and it'll go up by, you know, 0.1 or 0.2, or you can press and hold it and it'll scan in that direction. Now, that particular radio, I don't know if each band will hold the frequency you were on last. I can tell you the standard one that I have does not. So let's go ahead and take a look at this radio. This is, whether you get the regular radio or the Pro, they're both really nice radios. They have two different ways for batteries, and then they have a few different ways to charge the built-in battery. Both radios have a 5,000 milliamp battery. Both radios also have the ability to install AAA batteries. Both radios have a hand crank, a solar panel, and can be charged via USB. How many more ways do you need? All right, so in describing this radio, at least the one that I have, obviously I can't describe the digital. I think I should have went that route though, but it is what it is. So on the face of the radio, the part facing you, on the left side of the front is your speaker grill. And then to the right of the speaker grill, you'll see kind of toward the top on the front, in the right, on the right, you will see a screen. I do believe the frequency and battery show up there, probably also if your radio is on or not. I don't know what all it'll show, but there's your screen. Below your screen, you're going to see two knobs, a switch that goes up and down, and then below the two round knobs, you're going to see two more round knobs, but they have like a grip thing that you can turn them with, and they click. So the top left under the screen is how you turn it on and turn the volume up. So if you just turn it just a little bit, there you go. You can turn it back to the left to turn it back off. To the right of that is your knob for adjusting what frequency you're listening to. Mine, the knob feels rather stiff, and it's not like, it's analog, but it's not. I don't know what to personally call it, but it's, if you're listening to it while you're changing frequencies, while you're, you know, turning the knob, it almost sounds like it's sort of digital, but sort of not. So let's turn this back on so you can hear it again, and I'll readjust, and you'll see what I mean.
I
And I will say one thing, you don't want to turn it really fast. In between these four switches, so you've got, you know, you've got two on the left, two on the right under the screen. And then in between those is a switch. When the switch is in the down position, you are on the internal 5,000 milliamp battery. If you do install AAA batteries, which I have not done yet, you want to make sure the switch is up. And when you move the switch up, you want to make sure that you push. It is a bit on the stiff side, and you do want to make sure that if you push it up or push it down, either way, you want to make sure that it goes all the way. And you'll know when it goes all the way because if you listen when I move it, you'll hear it click. Yeah. All right. It does a little bit of a click. I mean, it moves, but when it gets into the position that you, when it fully gets into that position, it will click. Now, let's say I have it on AAA batteries. Because I don't have any in here, will it run off of the internal battery? The answer is no. I'll turn it on. Where's my music? So, if you have it in AAA mode and you don't have any AAA batteries in it, it's not going to work. Flip it down to the internal battery. Okay. I don't know why I keep turning it off, but I do. All right, so let's move to the knob below the volume, the one that feels like it's got like a grip thing in the middle of it. This is your mode selector. If it's all the way to the left, that's your NOAA weather band. So I'll turn it back on so you can hear this.
30 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy.
Now you do have an antenna, and as you can tell when I'm near my computer, I'm probably gonna need it a little bit.
Wednesday night, cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Light winds. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s.
Now if I turn it once to the right. That's the FM band. If I turn it once to the right again, this is the AM band. And if I turn it once more to the right, this is my the SW band. I really haven't seen much of anything on there. You know, maybe SW is better in some areas than others. I think yesterday when I was testing this out, I only came across one station. Now, you're probably wondering, how can you get alerts with the weather radio on here? Well, you go over to your weather band.
Lows in the mid-40s.
Now, before I tell you how you do this, the last knob, so underneath the... where you turn it to change channels, you're going to feel another knob. Again, this one clicks. And there's only 7 positions. The reason is, this is how you select your weather band.
2:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, where we live... you know, we only get access to one band, one weather channel.
3%.
And for us, it's the one all the way to the left, which, what is that one? 162.40 megahertz.
And 7 inches.
So how do you get alerts? Well, radio has to be on, and it has to be on the weather band, and it has to be on one that you get. So as you see mine, I do have it on one that we get. Wouldn't it be kind of annoying to sit and listen to the same thing over and over and over? Yes, it would be. So what you can do, at least I think what you can do, I hope, because we haven't gotten any alerts, You could turn the radio all the way down so that you don't have to hear it. Leave it on just all the way down. And then when an alert comes through, it's, you know, it'll set off an alert tone on the radio. What that one sounds like, I don't know. I assume it's going to be different than the SOS, but it may not be. I don't know. We haven't gotten any alerts yet. But at any rate, leave it turned down. When an alert comes in, just turn it back up.
Once again, at 2 p.m., Lansing was 69 degrees.
All right, so now let's go ahead and turn that off. I'm going to put the antenna down because, yes, it is a telescoping antenna. Remember those from the old school days. On the top of the radio is going to be, in they're both in the same piece, which is kind of interesting. It lifts up. If you leave it closed and you can feel it on the top, there is a small solar panel. You can charge the radio, sort of. Do not use this to try to recharge the battery all the way because it would take forever and a year to do so. Even in the manual, it says that this is mainly more for topping the battery off because, and I don't know how long, but it's something like when you are charging it via solar power, it'll charge between 30 milliamps and 50 milliamps or something like that. Underneath the solar panel, if you flip the solar panel up, is a reading, or I don't know if that's the reading lamp or if that's the flashlight. I think the one on the left is the flashlight just because that's what it looks like. But I believe the one on the top is more for like a reading type lamp if you've no power. Go ahead and flip that back down. On the left-hand side, the only thing you're going to find is a big... like I said, I think this is the flashlight. There, it's about, I don't know, maybe almost an inch and a half wide. The light itself might be about an inch, but by the time you factor in, you know, just the sides of it, I don't know. At any rate, I will warn you, both of these lights are very bright, very bright. YouTube videos that I have watched have been very surprised how bright it is. My 5-year-old son, when I was trying to find out if the light was on or not and find out which button was which, when the light was on, not only did he turn his head, he didn't even turn it. I don't know if he turned his head or not. He ran saying, "That's really bright." So take it from a 5-year-old. Both of the lights on here are very bright. Let's move to the right-hand side of the radio now. You're going to feel a rubberized cover, and you're also going to feel three buttons. The top button is for the flashlight on the side of the radio. It has three settings, either on and bright, on and lower, and off. The same for the second button down. The second button down is for the one on the top of the radio. The third button down is the SOS siren, and to show you how loud it is, I'm not going to push the button right here beside the phone because obviously, you know, loud or whatever, you may not get the full effect of how loud it is. So I'm going to walk all the way back to where Calvin's room is. I'm not taking the phone with me. Hopefully you'll still hear me at least a little bit. I'm going to walk all the way back to where his door is and then set it off so you can hear how loud it is. I do not have the phone with me. I'm almost at Calvin's door. Whoops. I'm at Calvin's door. I'm not going to set it off long, but here's how loud the SOS siren is if you push the button. And it will just keep doing that sound. From what I understand, it will also flash I do believe it flashes the LED light on the side, the flashlight. I haven't tested that, and I don't think I could because, I know Calvin's ears are sensitive. Don't know about Jaden's, but I haven't tested that. But from what I understand from videos, that light flashes. On the back of the radio, you'll find two things. If you're looking at the back of the radio, in other words, you've got the front of the radio facing away from you, on the right side of the back is the crank. And what you do is you unfold it, you pull it out of where it is, and then you can turn it. And it doesn't matter which way you turn it. It does not matter. So you can turn it to the left or turn it to the right. They say it's best to do 2 revolutions per second. Let's see. And depending on how fast you can do it, and depending on if you can keep that speed up, from what I understand from a completely dead battery, if you crank it for 8 to 15 minutes, you will have generated enough power to get the radio to turn on. Now, how long it'll stay on for, that I don't know, but at least the radio will turn on and you can start hearing it, probably continue cranking. But there you go. To the left of the crank is where your battery compartment is. And this is just a typical battery compartment where you get, you know, you pull back on the little, the little snap thingy. Pull back to take the back off. It does take 3 AAA batteries. And just follow the correct direction for the AAA batteries. I probably should put some in here at some point, but because it has such a big battery, that's why I haven't done it. I mean, 5,000 milliamps should last quite a while before it needs charged. What I did forget to do, and I do apologize, let's go back to the right-hand side, and let's look under that rubber flap that's next to the buttons. So when you open the flap, and you're going to want to not only open it, but you're going to want to turn it a bit. I don't think it stays turned, but you are going to want to kind of turn it a bit, because up at the top is where your USB port is for charging the radio. It's a USB-C. In the middle is an earphone jack. It's a 3.5-inch earphone jack. And then below that, you'll notice a bigger USB port. This is for plugging in your cell phone, your ear pods, you know, the charger for your earbuds, something like that. Yes, it will charge it. Just keep in mind that the battery inside this radio is only 5,000 milliamps. So yeah, you could charge a phone, and if you charge a phone from it being completely dead, it's probably going to use most, if not all, of your battery. But it can be done. So just letting you know that. On the top, you do have a strap that goes across the radio. I somehow took off one of the sides and didn't realize it. And that's okay, because I don't really use the strap. I mean, you could carry it by the strap, but whatever. On the strap, you will find something that can move, and that is your compass. Now, can a blind person use this compass? No. But it's there if someone sighted is with you and can use it. Overall, radio's not bad. it, you know, it can get nice and loud as far as you know, when you're listening to it, if you turn it up. I do believe they said the speaker is 2.5 watts, which doesn't sound like much, but...
Designed by Best Furniture Outlets. With no...
Next, we're moving on. It was with me. Yeah, me. And we'll be moving on and singing at...
That was as loud as it can go. And no, there was no distortion, if that shows you anything. I've only had the radio since yesterday, but like I said, I actually really like it. I think my only complaint is how touchy the knob is where you're tuning your stations, and the fact that it is kind of tight. Now, this could just be my radio, and maybe as I use it, it'll loosen up a little bit. I kind of hope so, so that it's not quite so stiff. Maybe that's how these newer digital. Well, okay, it's supposed to, you know, it's analog digital. Let's call it Digilog. maybe that's how these newer knobs are supposed to feel. I don't know, but there you go. Hope this has helped you out with this radio. And like I said, this would definitely be a good one to have, especially depending on if you live like where they call Tornado Alley. This would definitely be great to have. Decent sized battery. You're able to, you know, crank charge it. You're able to sort of solar charge it. You're able to not only have the internal battery, but if, oh crap, the internal battery goes completely and you don't feel like cranking and there's no sunlight, just throw three AAA batteries in, change the switch, and you're good to go. So very versatile and very functional. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, jammandjerry2011@gmail.com. I will spell that for you just in case. That is jammindjerry2011@gmail.com. Send your emails, your questions to that address. Until next time, stay safe, and we'll see you on the next podcast.